They are one of the largest recipients of NIH funding. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the cancer drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has been making one advanced cancer discovery after another for over 75 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
After yesterday's big stock stress, where are investors going for relief?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Now the global perspective on business and economics. The plunge in global stock markets continues this morning. Investors are flocking to gold, sending the price to around $1,750 an ounce. Oil has dropped to below $80 over worries that another recession would slow demand for energy. Well, Marketplace's Stephen Beard is with us live from London with the latest on those stories. Hi, Stephen.
Hello, Steve.
All right. So is this a market panic?
The mood is incredibly volatile. I mean, many European stock markets opened higher this morning after Asian markets recovered some of their losses overnight. But then they saw the Dow futures prices look ahead to how the US market is likely to perform. That plunged, and that took European markets with it, like mountaineers all roped together falling off a cliff. These markets really are tied together in the global economy.
Well, what a visual. All right, so what should we be hoping for to reassure people and to calm the market? Stephen.
Well, investors want some sign that Europe and the US are dealing with their respective debt problems, but without damaging growth. They want Europe and the US, in other words, to walk a tightrope between debt reduction and keeping their economies growing. Mike Lenhoff of stockbrokers Brewin Dolphin says investors are looking for a clear direction.
The markets are really trying to, I guess, get their cue from some leadership, but in searching for it, it just isn't there. So in the absence of it all, the momentum for the moment is, and the traffic is one way.
That is down. He says investors are now looking for leadership from the U.S. From today's meeting with Ben Bernanke and the Fed, hoping that will generate some positive indicators.
And what, Stephen, are people around the world hoping that Mr. Bernanke will do?
Well, at the very least, they hope he'll make it clear that U.S. interest rates will remain low for a considerable period of time, so the U.S. avoids slipping back into recession, which would be very damaging for the global economy.
Marketplace is Stephen Beard in London. Stephen, thank you.
Okay, Steve.
And global markets, yeah, taking a beating right now. After American stocks fell 5-7% yesterday, European shares are tanking. The German DAX index is down about 3% at the moment. Tokyo Electric said today it lost more than $7 billion in its April to June quarter after agreeing to compensate victims of the Fukushima nuclear disaster following March's Japanese earthquake and tsunami. In China, word today that industrial output grew at a slower pace and inflation inched up, adding to market worries, of course. Hong Kong shares lost more than 5% today. Now, as we've talked about, many investors withdrew their money from the markets. Asian investors, too, were worried about another U.S. recession, so they're putting their money in safe havens. From Shanghai, here's Marketplace's Asia Bureau Chief, Rob Schmitz.
If you look beyond how the Asian markets did today, you'll see the biggest losers were Toyota, Sony, Samsung, all companies that export to the U.S. Asian investors are preparing for another U.S. recession.
There are certainly many folk in the market who think that's a very, very strong possibility.
Stephen Green is an economist at Standard Chartered Bank in Hong Kong. He says Asian investors are looking beyond the U.S. being downgraded. They're also nervous about tepid growth data from the U.S., the sovereign debt crisis in the EU, and
given the lack of momentum, given the lack of obvious stimulative policies, many in the markets are also skeptical that China has the ability to stimulate like it did in 2008.
China helped cushion the blow of the last recession with a $500 billion stimulus package. Much of that money was wasted on poorly conceived real estate or transportation projects. And for many of those projects, the money won't be paid back. If there is another recession, say economists, China may not even be able to come to its own rescue. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. And by LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 1-800-555-8733. Healthcare coverage is supported in part by the California Endowment, a health foundation dedicated to expanding access to health care for all Californians.
London's police commissioner today said there are no plans to call in the military after big riots there, after nights of vandals and looters setting fires to buildings and stealing from businesses all across parts of the city. The rioters, mostly young people who police call hooligans, are using technology to get in touch with one another and to plan their next attacks. Ian McKenzie is the BBC's technology editor. He's with us now from London. Hi, Ian.
Good morning.
We've heard that the rioters are using all different kinds of technologies to communicate and plan targets. Is that what's really going on?
Well, certainly this is what we've been hearing from a few senior police officers and senior politicians. They're calling this the social networking riots, Twitter in particular, and also the BlackBerry Messenger system being singled out as mechanisms that some of these rioters are using to incite others, to call in other people to come and join them, and also to coordinate their efforts when they're out on the street of an evening.
I imagine police have different technologies too. Do they have a step up, do you think?
What we're seeing here, according to some of the experts that I've spoken to here, is a real turning of the tables, if you like, that in the past it's been police who've been able to communicate and coordinate in a very fast, dynamic way. But now young people have all of these technologies at their disposal to coordinate their movements. And in some senses, they're using that to outpace the police.
Have tech companies responded to this? Are they doing anything to help law enforcement?
Now, we have a piece of legislation which enables law enforcement to approach communications companies like BlackBerry and obtain subscriber information if it relates to criminality. But I've been speaking to a lawyer this morning who said they really would need specific identities. They can't just go out and do a trawl for everyone who's mentioning particular keywords.
The BBC's Ian McKenzie, the technology editor there. Ian, thank you.
Thank you.
And finally, in these days of economic uncertainty, have that big bag of French fries. You deserve it. A group of Belgian scientists says fatty comfort foods really help people feel better. Researchers say it dates back to the Stone Age, when fat was essential for survival. And through eons of evolution, the fat in food has turned into what one of the doctors calls an anti-sadness product, or as I like to call it, lunch. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Business news. It's not all banks, budgets, and bottom lines, you know. At Marketplace, we think it can be lots of things, like...
So maybe you've heard of the Kardashians.
iPhone and iPad apps.
Christian Dior.
Wine.
We Fit.
Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
The NFL.
I'm Kai Rizdahl. Whether you need news or the numbers or just a good laugh, join us next time for Marketplace, the business show for the rest of us. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.